Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome to show 188. All of us here at EPRN are happy that you're able to join us for another show of scripture readings. Today we will listen to two readings in each segment of this podcast. All readings will be from the New International Version, the NIV. The first reading comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 27 through 34. And it's followed by a reading from Psalm 119, verses 97 through 104. Jeremiah, chapter 31. Beginning with the 27th verse. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will plant the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the offspring of men and of animals, just as I watched over them uproot and tear down, and to overthrow, destroy, and bring disaster, so I will watch them, I will watch over them to build and to plant, declares the Lord. In those days, people will no longer say, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. Instead, everyone will die for his own sin. Whoever eats sour grapes, his own teeth will be set on edge. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor, or a man, his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more. And now from Psalms 119, beginning with verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your promises to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts. Therefore, I hate every wrong path. At the break, we will listen to Victory Board, sing and read Psalm 91.
Say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you feathers, and under His wings shall you take refuge. Oh, He shall cover you with feathers, and under His wings shall you take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. Made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. From the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. shall cover you with feathers, and under his wings shall you take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor of destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you.
The second segment of this podcast will consist of readings from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 through chapter 4, ending at verse 5, and Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. But as for you, continue in what you have heard and learned, become convinced of, because you know from those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing in his kingdom, I will give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desire, they would gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ear away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardships, do the work of an evangelist, discharge the duties of your ministry. And now from Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. The word of the Lord. Praying, dear Heavenly Father, do not let your word go out void. Let the reader and every listener be blessed as they apply your word to their daily living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled "Fake It" by Tarin Wells.
Let's go. I've been chasing counterfeits and trying to find a fix, but all that I was missing was you. My hope was running out until you came around and showed me there was nothing to prove. Some would say it's unexplainable, but I know, yeah, I know what you can do.
In my life, yeah, it was you all along. I know I belong, I'm right where I'm loved. Watch for faces, real love, and it took time. Been chilling down in Florida, having good times. Running your race, can't get all checked. Don't got a front when you got my back. Let's go.
Oh, you're changing my altitude. Your love is a whole new mood. Something I can put my faith in.
Many people who are physically challenged for whatever reasons and are unable to read God's word for themselves. Then there are others who enjoy listening to the scriptures being read or sung. I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word.eprn.us, and I am elated to be counted among personalities as Alexander Gorby, James Earl Jones, and Victory Boyd, who meets the needs of God's people in this capacity.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service. So check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea blends today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well-sought-after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes, and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at blackstarfundllp.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.